Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Roleplay Balance of Power. It's been some time. How long has it been, actually? A month? 2 months?
It's been over a month.
Over a month.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
16 space years. It's been 12 parsecs. It's been 12 parsecs since the last time we played Star Wars.
12 parsecs. I like it. I like it.
Well, Star Wars joke for you there, kids.
There you go. Star Wars jokes. We got them all day because we're here for eight, or at least me and Adam are here for 8 hours. Adam more so than me. I'm behind the scenes for 4 hours and... Look, we'll just figure it out, all right? We'll just figure it out. Welcome, everyone. Let's do some shout-outs here. We'll start with Jesse, who's being an old man and shaking his head with the sun being blacked out. What the hell's going on behind you?
Hey, hi. I am I'm overseas right now. I'm in the UK being a fake Brit and on vacation. And, yeah, really, really, the reason why you haven't seen an episode in forever is pretty much my fault. So, if you need to take your anger out on me, send your angry letters to @itmejp on Twitter, and I will respond. I will respond to them.
That's true.
Yeah, so.
That's true. What's been going on over in London, England? What are you doing?
Just hanging out? Nothing. I, basically, for Christmas, I got my mom, I purchased her a trip to the UK, and so we're celebrating, like, her birthday was this last week, and we're here for another 2 days, and then off home, and my girlfriend's hiding out back there behind this curtain, / mic hoodie, and, yeah, that's pretty much it, and we're just chilling out and having a good old time, and then I manned up and was like, I need to be on this show, or else someone, mostly Adam, will probably murder me, so... Here I am.
There you
and,
go.
And, yeah, note that it's bright now, but by the time we're done, it'll be pitch black in this room. So
that's true.
Shout out to time zones.
That's true. Because you're 7 hours ahead of Central, 6 ahead of Eastern. So
it is 6:03 p.m.
Oh, you're 6 ahead. Okay. So 6 ahead. Okay. Gotcha. Also, how is Hamilton? I haven't talked to you about this. I'm interested to hear how it is.
It's so good. It's Hamilton... was so good, I can't even begin to describe it to you. So for those of you who don't know, Hamilton's the new Broadway smash.
That's how you know you're old, when we're like, hey man, how was that Hamilton?
It's good. The best part, the best thing is it made me so happy to see two kids during the intermission Google, or I guess look up Hamilton's wiki. I was like, oh they really? Want to know more. Yeah, I was thrilled. The music's phenomenal. The story was great. There's really... a lot of funny parts, like the guy who plays King George is great. The one thing I hated,
yeah,
which goes to show you how successful it is, during the opening number, what happens is every actor in the play comes out and raps like one or two lines,
yeah,
and it's an introduction to everyone, right? Because it was one single person every time, I assume people who were either super fans or had seen this play or musical numerous times knew who all these people were. Every time they came out, over their lines are going like, yeah! I have no idea what the fuck they're saying. I'm like,
oh, that sucks.
This would not happen anywhere else except for this one fucking musical. So, yeah, for the entire first song was just like me trying to figure out what people were saying over crowd screaming. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. But it was fun. It was a ton of fun. So I'd say go see it. It was dope.
There you go. That's Jesse's Hamilton review. Pocket, you look very upset to be up this morning. You have your arms crossed. You were death staring the camera just then. I caught you. What are you up to? What's been going on?
She heard I went to Hamilton. She was like, you have to go to Hamilton? Fuck you, cocks.
Yeah, I don't agree. I am so tired. I had my sub day yesterday, and I play drinking games on those days, and we did Overwatch, and I decided it would be a good idea to make the rule, every time I die, I drink. It's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
So I'm you know, I'm feeling the effects of all of this. But no, I feel good. I feel fine. Overwatch is a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun playing it. That's even true. With my subs. I carried, of course. I'm really good at the game.
The Darius style.
Yeah, the Darius style carry.
What hero were you playing?
I stick between like 5. I play Pharah, Mercy, Bastion, Genji, and Reinhardt. So I play those a lot.
Okay, that's a good mix.
Yeah.
Cool.
I try to mix it up, but yeah. So So
cool stuff.
It was fun, and it was a lot of fun. But otherwise, I've just been playing Final Fantasy still. So that game's long. I did not expect it to be that long. Yeah.
10's pretty long, yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how long it is, but yeah, it's a lot of fun. That's really it.
10's pretty long. Are you playing on the PC?
Yeah, I'm playing on the PC, and I still don't have that voice mod, but I've gotten to the point where I kind of like.
Because
the voice acting's so bad, but I've gotten to the point I like it.
It's too late now.
It's like, okay, this is really... Oh, I got to the ha-ha scene.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad. It was so bad. I'm like,
so
this made my day.
If you, now that you've got context for this, now you've seen that scene, there's a YouTube video out there somewhere, since we're on YouTube, where it's part of an episode of The Big Bang Theory, but instead of playing the laugh track, they play that laugh from Final Fantasy.
Nice.
And it is an amazing thing to watch. You should definitely look that up. It hurts.
I've seen
it hurts
that.
Really
I've seen
bad.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should replace all laugh tracks with that laugh. I think that should become the norm for sure. 100%.
It's so bad.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Well, cool. Thanks for coming on the show. Strippin', let's talk about your shitty webcam. What's going on?
What the fuck? The webcam's fine on my end, and that's fine. It's you. You're the problem.
I mean,
JP.
Am I? I don't think
so.
Yeah. Everyone else's is fine.
I've even unplugged it. It's still doing it.
I think happening is Skype is simulating when you're divorced. This is the communication lines. They're a little bit fucked up.
Is the audio cutting out too, or is it just
no?
Video?
The audio's fine, so it doesn't matter so much.
Huh?
Oh, never mind. There goes the audio.
There he goes. There he goes.
I might just restart Skype real quick, but
okay. Well, anyways, how you been? What have you been up to? I saw you started the One Bros.
I'm good. Yeah, we started our One Bros. Soul Level One run, and we've been invaded fucking constantly.
Yeah.
Like, we have got like 10 feet into the game because there's just always three invaders. It's hilarious.
Jesus.
But yeah, that's pretty good. Did Scare to Care last night, the charity event.
What is Scare to Care? I'm not familiar with that.
Scare to Care is there's a camp that raises money for kids who have parents who have cancer treatment.
Okay.
So every year they do like a 48-hour live stream to raise money for it. So we went down there and did a shift.
Nice.
And raised a bunch of money, which is cool. And then I saw X-Men last night.
Oh, yeah. What did you think of X-Men?
I really liked it. I think it's like it's definitely the best one out of the three in the new trilogy.
Really?
Yeah, I went and saw it last night, too.
I agree. Yeah, by far.
Yeah,
it was good. I enjoyed it.
I haven't seen it yet. I don't really plan to see it. Why
do you think everyone's shitting all over it?
Like, I don't know. I can't figure out why they're shitting on it. The attention to detail is really good. Like, everything had a... Like, they tied up tons all the loose ends. Like, it was good.
Can I ask you a question? Just you don't have to spoil anything, but in my mind, just seeing all the characters in this movie, screen time-wise, Olivia Munn, more or less than 5 minutes?
More.
Okay.
About 5 minutes more than she should have had. The character was not didn't get any space to develop. Well, it was just like, here's Psylocke fighting shit. And,
yeah,
that's it.
I saw her looking at the camera a lot.
I saw the trailers and saw the amount of characters they were included and was like, all right, judging by this trailer, Storm, Psylocke, and Archangel are gonna have no like three lines of dialogue. They're there we're badasses.
The only thing Psylocke ever said was her name. That was it. Mm. One line. She said, "I'm Psylocke." Everything else was just like she like did lines with her eyes, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that I'm sucks. Aware. Yeah. As long as I get like a, you know, like a Jubilee like young kid storyline with Jean Grey, like that's cool. But I'll see it. But I was like, there's too many characters in the movie. The trailer. Like, there's no way there's enough time for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mostly
Zoom, by the way, in the second, just so everyone knows, it's starting to Sam's shittiness is starting to affect Jesse now, and now Jesse's getting a little bit laggy, and now I'm expecting Adam to be a little so I don't know, man. The Skype AIDS is spreading, apparently.
Buckle up.
Yeah. Morgan, say Adam.
Oh, I was just gonna say, like, I think there are a lot of characters, but it's pretty much just the Jean Grey, Cyclops, Nightcrawler show. Like, it's they're kind of like the main part of it, and everybody else, you know, like has like
everybody else is either like not important or like you met them in a different film.
Yeah. It felt to me, and I think the reason I liked it was because it felt as much like of all the X-Men movies, it felt the most like the cartoon, which is where I got introduced to X-Men. Yeah, so I was 100%. Like, oh, this feels like the cartoon. They're doing all the stuff you want, and they do like a little bit of the kind of like, oh, you remember this costume from the 90s? Here's like a thing that looks kind of like it, and it felt like fan service-y enough. It was a bit of a mess in terms of pacing, like it's all over the place, but. I think people are probably shitting on it because it's not as good as the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like they're just
that's what they have to compare it to. Marvel's figured out how to put 30 characters into a movie and make it work now. Like they've done it so many times that they're just like, yeah, no, we can obviously do that. Let's add in five more.
This is Marvel.
No, well, it's Fox, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like licensed to Fox from Marvel, and it's still part of the sort of Bryan Singer universe. I don't know. Whatever. I'm still waiting for the day in the not so distant future when Marvel gets the X-Men rights back and just fucking reboots the whole thing.
And they're just gonna be like, you know what? All this other shit. Fuck that. We're making it all new. We're gonna get a different Wolverine, which will suck because Hugh Jackman is like a huge pull for everyone.
You have to keep Hugh Jackman.
Well, he's got one more movie in him. So he said it's this one and one more. And people are thinking that like the rumors are that it's gonna be X-Force because now they have Deadpool, Psylocke, him. They'll probably bring Cable in. That might be the last one.
Get Forge in there. That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Yeah. I'd watch that. Be fun stuff.
So yeah.
Admiral, have we talked to you yet?
We have not, but that's pretty much my jam. I've been prepping for this stuff. I got Roll20 Con at the end of the week, so it's just GM like crazy for me. It's been getting ready for games. We got Swan Song Stories this week, which I'm super excited about.
Oh yeah, that starts tomorrow night at, is that 8 Eastern? Is that what we said?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's what we decided. Yeah.
There you go.
Swan Song Stories.
Yeah,
made characters for that with Caitlin and Wheat this weekend. We're gonna see Return of Mr. Sicarian. I think it's gonna be fun. Fun little way to like get back to the Swan Song universe.
Yeah, so
it should be cool. Yeah,
if you want to have a story within the Swan Song universe, Trippin, you can jump in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is that what it is?
As long as you bring a working webcam.
Yeah, Swan Song Stories is the Swan Song. Like it's our like side stories of like other things happening in the universe while the main show is going on, or like in the past of the main show. So we're getting to explore some different stuff.
Should
be cool.
Should be good. Should be good. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into some bounce power because it's been too long. Stop hitting your camera.
Yeah.
You could also try stripping. Honestly, you could try unplugging it from the computer at the back.
I did do that.
Oh,
I did
shit. Do that okay.
During the intros. So I might have to restart Skype, but I'll do it on the first break.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool. All right. So before we do anything else, the first thing we need to do is generate our force pool. If everybody would be so kind as to open up your character sheets and just double check that your destiny pool says light zero and dark zero.
It says dark six.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So set that to zero on both sides.
Still says six.
Yeah, mine still says six.
I mean, I know you favor the dark side more, Adam, but like...
No, you have to do sync pool with GM and then it will reset it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, click sync pool with GM.
Yeah, there you go. That one. Because I set mine to zero and then you guys come along.
Gotcha. All right.
Cool.
It really is O who likes the dark side.
True.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
True. I mean, that's fine.
So, so just go ahead and click it up there. There you go.
That's
one for us?
Yeah, we want light even though we're dark.
You want light side even though you're working for the Empire.
Three for us? It's like
PC side.
Jesse, roll
GM
it up.
Side.
I'm sorry. I was trying to do the things.
We need all the light.
Oh damn!
Am I about to fuck it all up?
You're about to fuck it up.
Oh my! Look. Otto is always—he's the darkest of the group, so it's okay.
Thanks, Otto.
Thanks, buddy.
He
just slit a kid's throat, basically. Okay, that's what happens.
Wow! So, wow!
So this is a good start for you. You got five light side points to begin with. So you can use these again to cause an upgrade in any pool that you're rolling. You can cause a downgrade on any pool that I'm rolling. You can do both with one roll. You can spend 2 points, or you can spend a point to have basically like a deus ex machina, something happen. Like being able to shoot a panel to close a door, or having a tool that you might not otherwise have said that your character has on hand. It's a way to just sort of generate useful stuff in the session. So if we take a trip back into the distant past 12 parsecs ago, we will remember that
Jesse, stop shaking your head.
I'm not going to accept that joke. I won't let you get away with it twice.
No.
Twice? No.
Stick with it. It'll be funny the third time. Don't worry.
There you go.
So y'all are on the planet Terrace, kind of a colony world of the Empire that is having some minor government problems. There's some suspicion that the Moff Rilcott, he's in charge of the system, that he either through incompetence or through active betrayal is giving up the government of the planet, that things are just kind of coming apart. So you came to Terrace to figure that out and to deal with Rilcott, though you haven't met the man yet. He's still...
I just remember JP blew up a foundry last time for no reason.
That's right.
I nearly died.
So yeah, in
look,
the last,
I,
in the last
service of the Empire, man, we did. Someone had to do it.
We spent lots of quality time with Kian Rilcott's son, with the Moff's son, Dade. You learned that his dad is a. In some regards, a family man. He has a wife who died at some point in the recent past, and he's pretty bummed about that. His kid Dade is kind of annoying, but has sort of taken to Jesse's character, Theron. And while that was happening, while Belsa and Theron were in the palace, Pocket's character Lana was scoping out the underworld, making connections. And met up with an old friend, Neb, who introduced her to Greenskin, who is the sort of leader of the local rebels, him and his lieutenant, Lieutenant Nala, who is a former stormtrooper. And then we closed off on the adventures of Otto Mateen in the big exploding factory.
I mean, look, those rebels blew up the factory and I was near it. It was ridiculous. I can't believe that's what happened, that they would do such a thing, but we're going to get them back.
So Otto went out there and then was brought home by the valiant TK-161 and company, bloody and beaten. But the last thing we did in the last session was you recovered from your critical wound, though your wounds are still pretty pretty high right now.
Yeah, my wounds are 10 with a threshold of 13 right now.
Yeah.
Which is high.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. So you'll be able to recover that with time. It'll recover faster if you have like medical assistance. But I don't think that the Moff has like an in-house back to tank.
Well, I have medicine checked on my own character. So, but there's mm-hmm. no.
Yeah.
There's
well,
no
let's
back to
let's
tank.
Take.
That's right.
Yeah, let's take a look at recovering wounds. So you recover a certain number of wounds from natural rest. So each night you recover one wound, regardless of your current state of health. And then you can make one check per week to recover from a critical injury. You've got your critical squared away already.
Okay.
So if all you do is just like hang out and rest, it'll take 10 days, but you'll get all your wounds back. You can receive one medical check per encounter, so for each time you're wounded, to immediately help you recover wounds. But you got Stimpact already, so that's that.
The equivalent.
Yeah. So without a back to tank, you're looking at 10 days to recover back to full health. You are pretty exploded.
Okay.
Basically.
I'll just milk it this episode. It'll be great.
Perfect.
God damn. Okay. Do we not have like a back to tank in this?
No.
Building.
No. No, he blew himself up for no reason.
Look, Rebels blew me up. How are you not going out and killing everyone, Theron?
We would definitely have one, right? In this building. It's the Moth building.
Our mission wasn't to kill people. Oh, God.
So the moth may be able to point you in the direction of like a loyal hospital that you can go to, a medical facility. But no, he doesn't. He doesn't have a back to tank in the house somewhere. He's never been grievously injured before, right? And his wife died suddenly, so it wasn't like she was sick for a long time. Cool. So I think at the beginning of the beginning of the session, we fade in on stormtroopers' boots walking down a stone hallway. So we hear the clicking of his boots on the floor, the marble floor, and he stops, turns on his heel at a door, and we hear the like beeping sound of like the doorbell, essentially. Theron, you're asleep. It's like early morning, probably like 4 a.m, and you're awoken by the sound of your door. You know, your door alert. Someone is at the door of the quarters that you've taken out. What do you do? You're awake. You're in your. Actually, what do we see? How does Theron? What are you sleeping in? Because I know you cleared the room, right? It's all Spartan and stuff.
Oh, so all right. First off, Theron is bare ass naked. He is. He is a naked sleeper, but what he does is, upon hearing the doorbell, he immediately stands up into his room that is equally as bare and naked as he is, and proceeds to put on his full military attire, the entire outfit, everything, no rush, getting everything nicely pressed and stuff, and then after what I assume is a good 10-15 minutes, goes to the door and finally opens it.
So during this 10-15 minute reverse striptease, is Theron like in good shape? Is he like a like tough looking dude? Is he kind of like gone a little soft? Is he scarred?
Is he a little bitch?
What do we learn about Theron when we see this like tasteful scene of him getting dressed?
He's a little. I don't know if emaciated is the right word, but it's something clearly wrong with him, but it's that he's there's something very strange about him, but he looks like he hasn't had a good meal in a long time, even though he clearly has. Even though he's clearly living high on the Imperial hog, there's something wrong with him. Like he's got like ribs and stuff showing a little bit.
Excellent. Okay.
Would one say he's hung like a bantha, to steal from chat, Jesse?
He has a giant penis. It's huge.
That's why it takes 10 minutes. You have to put it in a special sheath and hide it away.
He's got
to
wrap it up. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's known as the long dick of the Empire.
He's the emperor's third leg, they call him. He's a very...
Yeah, you remember that space slug that tried to eat the Millennium Falcon?
Absolutely, yeah. Anyway, obviously giant dick, but I didn't want to go there because it was obvious. Everyone knows.
All right.
Yeah.
So by the time you're, your guest, whoever's outside, waits patiently. They don't ring the bell or anything again, and you present a cutting figure in your uniform, and the door. Do you open the door or do you just like ask who's there? I guess you get dressed, so I imagine.
Yeah. No. And then I open the door.
Okay. Yeah. So TK-161 is waiting for you by the door, and all he says is,
"Sir, I think you should see this."
And he turns to like show you to what it is that he thinks you should see.
Theron follows him silently. He doesn't even say anything. He just follows.
Okay. All right. So the two of you head down to the palace's like media center. Basically, he has like a kind of like movie theater, kind of entertainment room, and he's already assembled the others. So Belsa is there, and Lana. Otto, did you get? Were you like okay? Like they came to check and to be like, hey, one of the troopers has seen something we want to show you, but you're also like laid up and all burned. Are you still sleeping, like under the effects of the drugs, or are you there?
I mean, I think
in a hover wheelchair.
I think if like you, If it seemed important and Theron was, I knew that like the group was going to be there, I would go there.
Okay.
I might just not be like fully decked out in gear and stuff
on,
like that.
On crutches or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when Theron, when you arrive in the room, there's, you see the others. Bilsa, what do you look like having been awoken in the middle of the night? Or were you like already up?
Dude, I got up at like the crack of dawn, get decked out. Like, I got a rep. I'm going to rep in the Empire here, all right? I'm flawless.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm flawless at breakfast.
It's like sipping on a cup of space tea, waiting for everybody else to show up. Okay.
Has her makeup on already and everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Hair done.
Thank you.
And Lana, what about you? How do you see Lana?
I'd say Lana gets up at the crack of dawn as well. She's an early riser, but she doesn't take near as much time getting ready as Bilsa does. She doesn't like wear makeup that often. She doesn't really do her hair. If anything, she just braids it in a tight braid back or something, and that's it. So
okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, so you you see, TK161 leads Theron into the room, and there's you three have been watching the beginnings of this. This it's a news broadcast. It's the Terrace News Network, like a breaking news broadcast. And when you walk in, we're seeing like an aerial shot of a massive fire, and it says underneath, like, fire in the factory district. And there's a voiceover saying, late last night, a factory in the factory district was destroyed by unknown assailants. And it's, like, talking about what happened and how, like, the fire has now spread to several nearby factories and that, many, like, lives are lost. We have, like, firefighting crews.
A grin, like, forming on my face as all this is being said.
Yeah, we could see droids, aerial droids spraying, like, fire retardant foam but trying to fight the fire. But you can see it spreading. The fire is incredibly hot. And we see, I think, as part of the footage, one of the buildings nearby explodes. Sending shrapnel and melted slag into the air.
Do I recognize any of the streets?
Yeah, I mean, you recognize the neighborhood. It's an aerial shot from,
aerial shot and I can make sense of the different factories, I like walk. We're looking at like a video feed, right?
It's live feed of the fire.
Yeah, I walk over to the video feed and start pointing out, like, I saw people there. This was that. This is the building where the original bomb went off, and I just start giving, like, a status report to everyone.
Yeah. The newscaster, it cuts back to, an on-the-scene, and there's a slightly tired-looking, kind of mid-40s man wearing the Terrace equivalent of a suit. And he's, he's got a microphone in his hand, and he's looking into the camera, and he says... people of Terrace, this is no accident. I'm speaking with, and he turns and the camera pans out so you can see there's a woman, and she looks like she's obviously, like you, has just been she was raised from bed and she seems tired. And the title underneath changes to Rylan Hardcastle, Eyewitness. And he says, Maxim, the newscaster, says, Miss Hardcastle, why don't you tell the audience what you saw? And he puts the mic to her, and she says, she's like, this wasn't, it wasn't an accident. I saw someone do this. There was a man. He had some kind of weapon, a rocket launcher or something. And I saw him, and he went into that alley, and then, oh God, the fire. It was horrible. And he, like, pats her on the back, and he's, like, he looks into the camera, and he's, like, stressful times for all those involved. Could it be the Rebel Alliance? And then he kind of, like, gives a hard look. And the camera, like, switches over, the newsfeed switches over to, basically, like, a historical, like, recounting of other planets where, like, the Rebels have blown stuff up and where, like, terrorism or heroism, basically, is the, like, the shtick that they give. And it cuts into, over the next few minutes, like, a series of interviews with, like, people in that vicinity, like factory workers. And you start to get the idea that the TNN here isn't trying to be like, oh, the Rebels are blowing up factories because they're scary. And more it's like, well, why can't the Empire protect us from terrorists? Like, I thought that's why we paid taxes. Like, where's the muff? Why aren't there stormtroopers on the street corner saving us from these kind of madness? And at the end of the broadcast, Maxim, the TNN, the like lead broadcaster guy, says, stay with us. We'll be with this story all day. And it like goes out to like a weather report or something. Yeah, then there's this like sudden silence in the media room.
I guess I just turn with like crossed arms and look at Theron to see what he says.
Theron just stands up and like just walks out of the room, just furious, and doesn't even address, just leaves the room and heads back to his chamber and just like pushes the stormtroopers out of the way and just leaves and goes to try and contact the news station.
Okay, all right. So you, Theron, leaves the room. What do the rest of you do?
I look at Otto and then I look at Theron and I just like I have no like I just. Don't know what's going on, because I wasn't even with them. I was in the lower level or something. So I'm just so confused.
I just look over at Belsa and this is your fault.
Just Belsa's just non-emotional. She just like locks eyes with him and just like sips her tea and then like puts it back on her lap. That's it. Just. No words are exchanged.
I look over at Lana again and look back at Belsa and say, this is your fault. And then I just kind of walk out of the room.
Crutches away. Yeah.
And you see my eyes just like dart between the two. Like yeah. Expecting something to happen, but nothing does.
I walk over. It's T-181. What was his?
TK-161.
I walk over to him and say, is there a back-to-tank somewhere nearby? And can I use a first force point to make sure there is one nearby?
Yeah. You can use a destiny point.
Yeah, destiny point.
Yeah, go ahead and move one of those over to me.
Moved.
And TK says, he's like,
well, there isn't one in the facility, but I'm sure we can commandeer a civilian one.
Please do.
Might take a few days, but I'll have some men on it.
And he goes to get his dudes to go and commandeer you a back to tank.
Okay. And then I go over to, I start walking. Am I on crutches? Like, what am I?
It's up to you. I mean, you're wounded, but it doesn't actually affect, you don't have any more critical wounds. So it doesn't affect your
probably
capability.
Just like limping around.
If you want to milk it, yeah, you could like be on crutches.
No, I don't think I'm milking at all. If anything, I'm trying not to.
Then yeah, you're
to.
Just walking around.
Yeah. I'm trying not to make it appear that I'm fucked up somehow. And then I would probably just go back to my room and rest. Is there someone stationed outside my room?
Like a stormtrooper? Not necessarily, no.
Okay. Yeah, I just go back to my room and leave the door open and rest.
Okay. All right. So Theron, where do you get in touch with the station from? Do you just go back to your quarters?
Yeah, I go back to the quarters and try to bring them up on the, I imagine, the comm system on the computer they have there. I don't know what the setup is, but I try to contact them.
Sure. Yeah, I think you're on your way back to the room, and I think the sort of commotion of everybody waking up, you see Dade Railcott sort of like coming out of his room all bleary-eyed. He's wearing his pajamas. They're like black silk with a little like red Imperial insignia embroidered on them. His hair is all messy. He's like rubbing his eyes and comes out into the hallway and looks at you and he's like, what's going on, Agent?
I just give him a like a wry smile and continue walking and comment something like, oh God, the I don't even know what to say to this damn kid. I guess like the you know, duty calls or something very similar, and just keep moving on. I you know, as much as I want to pretend that I answer to him, I'm too furious to, like, deal with him right now. So yeah, I'm trying to play it off like, we're just, you know, it's the ball part of being in the Empire. Sometimes you're up at 4 a.m. dealing with emergencies, and this is what it's like.
Okay, so you walk past him, and I think the camera stays with him instead of following you, and he kind of, like, blinks a few times and scowls and turns and looks at your back, and he's like, Agent, I asked you a question.
Theron pauses and turns.
Right, and, yeah, so we hear the clicking of your boots suddenly stop.
Oh, yeah. And does a full turn on his heels, like a military turn, and just stands at attention and says, yes, yeah. Sir.
And we get that, like, the depth change where it's, like, focused on him and you're far away, and then it flips so that you're in focus. And he approaches you, and he's like, if you're going to be causing all of this ruckus and waking me up in the middle of the night, I expect to be informed about what's going on.
Rebels, sir. Rebels everywhere. All over this damned planet, and it is our job to remove them. Turns out, 4 a.m. is a good time to start as any.
And he scowls, and he's like, well, do it more quietly next time. And he, like, turns around. Walks back towards his room.
Theron says, yes, of course. And then turns around and just keeps moving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, so you get to your room, and there's a like comms terminal there. I think we, like, you know, wipe to you sitting on whatever furniture is still in the room. Who are you calling at the Terrorist News Network? Who are you calling at TNN? Just
whoever the director, like the head of programming or whoever is in charge. I just call and hope that they'll realize it's a message from the Moff office and be like, oh shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you call through and you're talking to, cause it's so early in the morning, like the actual director of, programming isn't around, but you're talking to the like night manager, essentially whoever is responsible for that broadcast being live. She's like, I guess when you come on, she picks up the phone, sort of, you can hear in her voice, she's trying not to be nervous. So trying to put up kind of like a front, but she's like, she's like, TNN.
Hello, dear. This is Theron Thalen from the Moff's office. I was wondering if I could have a minute of your time.
I'm sorry. Who did you say this was? And you can tell that, like, the unfamiliar voice is kind of like putting her off. Like, they've called her before. She's talked to people from the Moff's office, but it's not usually you, obviously.
Talon! Theron Talon, I am here on behalf of the Empire to answer questions related to the recent incident.
Well, yes, you have information about what happened last night.
Oh, yes. A wide array of information. I can answer numerous questions. I just require a bit of on-air time.
Yes, of course. Are you free now? We can send someone over. You're at the palace, yes?
I most certainly am. I would love it if you would send someone over.
Yeah, and you can hear kind of like muffled, like she's covered the mic. She's like, it's the Moff's office. Yes, no, yes! Well, get Maxim over there. I don't care if he... Send him. And she, like, gets... She can hear her, like, clear her throat, and she takes, like, a deep breath. She's like, well, we'll have someone on the way right away.
Wonderful. I can't wait. I'll be here, and I just turn off the... I just press the off button.
Okay. Cool. Is there anything... I guess Belsa, what are you doing now after that? So, like, everybody's kind of like, Theron's gone to do his thing, and what do you do?
I'm still watching the news.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of seeing if there's anything else, or like they come in with any more recent developments.
Yeah. So they've started by now, like after the initial news report, they've got a name. They've got a name for the like event. And it's the tragedy at Factory 49. They're starting to like estimate death toll. They're in the like mid 20s, but they keep doing that thing the newscasters do where they're like, we expect the death toll to rise. Like, you know, we can confirm 29 deaths, but more people certainly will come. They're trying to keep people watching to get updates. And it's definitely, there's definitely some like fear mongering going on, but it does seem like there's a bit of a like there's some undertone of the like dissatisfaction with the Empire. Like a lot of the interviews and stuff are about where were the stormtroopers when Factory 49 blew up? You know, like my cousin's brother's uncle lived near there and he could have been burned to death. I thought the Empire was supposed to protect us from these sorts of things.
Right.
And so you can see that's generally the kind of stuff. And then there's a shot at one point of a housing block nearish to Factory 49, like where some of the factory workers, and they've gone to the roof and they've put up this big like cloth banner in front of their house, and it says like Factory 49, we protect our own, and then there's like a big ass Rebel Alliance symbol on the banner.
Ooh, all right. I'm just making. And, notes.
What's funny is they play the banner. They're like, local citizens make a statement about whatever. And they unfold the banner and we see the like Factory 49, like never forget, we protect our own. It unfurls the banner. We see the Rebel Alliance logo for a second and then it gets all blurred out.
They blur out. Yeah.
Yeah. They blur it out and then change to it. Like, cause they're not doing it obviously, but they're also not doing a great job like hiding it. Like it was there for a second and then it goes all blurry. It's just big blue blurry blob.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. So that's what's going on there. Lana, what do you do?
I'm sort of, I'm just watching the news as well. And I got I'm going to be typical. I got like a pocket knife out and I'm like cleaning under my nails as I'm just sort of like half-assed listening. And I noticed the whole rebel symbol and all that, but I don't really say anything on it. So I'm just sort of in my own world thinking on what I need to do next. So,
Yeah. Cause you got another thing going, right? Like you needed to provide, Greenskin with some, like video evidence of the Empire being like bad, cracking down on people and being fascists.
Yeah.
So that's solid
evidence.
Yeah. So that they would trust you.
Maybe we can kill two birds with one stone if this is going to be a live broadcast.
Don't spoil this for me, Sam. Don't spoil this for me.
Don't have my plan before I get to show it off. okay, well, why don't we have you, all of you, like, preparing, I guess, before the, like, do you tell them that you're going to have media guests, or is this something that you like, just yeah. wait?
So I gather everyone into a room, and how beat up is Otto right now? Like, can he move? Can he function?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's entirely up to JP how fucked up he wants Otto to be. Otto is visibly wounded. He's been burned, but he's still at like full fighting capacity. Like he's in full normal fight ability.
All right. So I gather everyone around and I don't really tell them plans, but I ask Theron to go get the rocket or a rocket launcher similar to the one he used the other day.
You mean me, not Theron?
Yeah, I'm Theron. I asked myself. So I asked Otto to go get the rocket launcher or a similar model to the one that was used the other day.
Well, it was you shot a bomb, right? You didn't actually fire a rocket into the.
But the eyewitness said rocket launcher. Yeah, so whatever. Get a rocket. Get a rocket launcher. I don't care what it is. Get a launcher of rockets, Otto. And then I turn to Belsa and ask her politely to please leave the compound and anywhere nearby. If you happen to come across a man, a woman, some alien. Kindly bring them back here. I don't care who. Any number would do, but one would be preferable. We've got to pin this on someone. And then I slowly just walk away, prepping stormtroopers to make them all look fancy and in a line, and for when the media gets here.
So you notice that you have like half the normal number of stormtroopers. Like half your stormtroopers are gone. They're just like not around. So you're down to, you know, like five or six, I guess, at this point.
What happened to them? Do they just?
You don't know. You could ask, but like your lieutenant guy, like TK-161's still around, but
that's fine. I just asked TK-161 to form up the soldiers he can find, the troopers he can find, and have them present for this media event.
Sure. Yeah. So he gets the remaining troopers and gets them all shined up. I mean, they've got pretty good discipline, so they're already looking pretty good. So you tell Belsa to go just find somebody.
Anyone. I don't care. I don't particularly care.
Right, Belsa, like, nods and then, like, enters, like, long stride mode. And then as she's leaving the building, she yells, Lana, come.
I follow.
Okay.
I'm not too happy on following.
I follow.
You just see me like roll my eyes as I'm like walking past like the troopers that are there, and just I don't say anything.
Okay. All right.
I pull my mask up as well, so that way like I'm concealed a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So the two of you walk out of the front doors of the palace and into the sort of palatial courtyard. It is a cold morning. There's rain sort of starting. There's big rain clouds. It's drizzling a little bit. The imperial banners are flapping hard in the morning wind, and the city lies ahead of you. So around the garrison, there's mostly like office buildings and like banks, kind of like the financial district. And it's still more or less asleep. It's like 5 in the morning. So. Where do you want to go? What part of town are you looking for? Like, how's this going to go?
I mean, we're just looking for people. So I'm kind of just looking to see if there's anyone out on the street. Is there anyone walking around? Maybe someone's setting up a market stall early, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think that you find somebody who's setting up some kind of like snack cart outside the front of like a big bank. They've got this big like glass bowl with water in it, and there's some kind of like aquatic like creatures swimming around in it. And then next to it on the stand there's like a grill, and she's like got an apron on, and she's just like lighting up the grill and like starting kind of like getting her little stall set up.
I kind of just approach, like a big smile on my face.
Yeah, and she smiles back and she's like, it's like, oh, early bird, eh? Well, just we're just getting ready. Just be a few minutes.
Actually, I was wondering if I could have a moment of your time.
She kind of like looks at you, and then she looks at Lana.
And all she sees is my eyes.
Yeah.
Her colored eyes. I'm just staring at her. No emotion.
And then you see her pale a little, and she's like, and then she kind of, you see her look past, like back to the palace, like she's now figuring out that's where you came from, and
right.
She shakes her head and she's like, yes, of course, I have, and she like is fumbling with something in her apron. What do you do?
I just observe. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So she takes out a comp pad, and she's like nervously like trying to find something, and then she holds it out to you.
I just like put my hand up and like push the compad back towards her, and I'm like,
okay, it's got her citizenship papers on it.
All right.
You like push it back to her, and she's like, shakes her head. She's like, I don't understand. I haven't done anything wrong. All my papers are up to date. I have a permit for this block. I renewed it last week.
I just kind of like put my finger up. And I'm like, did you see the news this morning?
She kind of squints at you and shakes her head.
The bombings?
I heard something happened in the factory district, but I don't know anything about that. I never leave my neighborhood. I respect the curfew. I don't know anything about that. I don't know anyone who... And you can see, like, she's stammering and, like, she's obviously scared of you.
Yeah, I kind of, like, interrupt her. And I'm like, we're doing a news broadcast over at the palace, and we kind of want just some public opinion of the current state of this town, the cities, and would you like some publicity for your stall?
let's see if you can charm
her. All right, let's do it.
yeah, so this is going to be a charm roll. I'm going to say just difficulty one. So just one, throw one purple die in your pool.
And, one purple die?
Yeah, and roll your charm. There you go. Okay. So she, when she realizes that you're not like arresting her or anything, she's like, I hate to lose the business, but, she kind of looks at you and nods and she says, just let me close things up. And she, you know, she like adjusts a valve on the side of the like
right.
bubble tank, and like some it starts to bubble a little bit, and she turns off the like gas on the grill, and she like closes the grill, and she reaches underneath and she takes out a like a metal box, like her little cash box, and like tucks it under her arm. Mm-hmm. And she looks around and she's like, I suppose things will be safe if I leave them here. This is a good neighborhood. And, like, looks up at the looming like obelisk like palace. And she nods and kind of is like, okay, like she's ready to go.
Bas just kind of puts her hands together and she's like, wonderful, please follow me. And just like proceeds to go back to the palace with this girl.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So she nods and sort of like forces a smile, like a polite smile to you and follows you, but like looks out of the corner of her eye at Lana, like, oh God, please don't stab me.
You see like Bas like turn on her heels and she's in front of the woman. And the second she turns around, the smile just vanishes. It's just
right,
like
yeah, of course.
Poker face.
And I sort of, I make sure, I walk behind the woman, and I just sort of like, just leer at her the whole time. Like, don't say a word, just leer.
I'll like occasionally look back to make small talk, and there's just like a big friendly smile on my face.
Right. Awesome. Okay, yeah, so you lead her back to the, back to the castle. So Otto, you've been tasked with finding a rocket launcher, or a similar weapon. What do you want to do?
I guess the first thing is I would leave the room and go ask the head stormtrooper whose name I'm still trying to call TK-161, but that's not his name at all for some reason.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, okay, TK-161.
I go ask 161.
I mean, it's not his name, but yes, that's right. Right.
I go ask 161 if we have any RPG-ish weapons on base somewhere.
Sir, this wasn't really an RPG kind of mission.
Well, do you know where I can get one?
We could probably requisition one for you, sir.
And how long would that take?
Depends on how many credits you want to give me.
let me look. So you hesitate for a second. He's like,
sorry, sir. You couldn't see that I winked. Helmet.
And he like taps his helmet near his eye.
I kind of look back and I'm like, so you don't need credits?
No, of course not, sir. I'll get some in on it.
Okay. Oh, two or three. Don't take too many away from the palace.
Couple of rocket launchers. Gotcha, sir.
We just need... You know what? Go ahead and bring a couple. I'll keep them for myself. Okay?
A reasonable amount of rocket launchers.
A reasonable right, amount, yes. Fantastic. Any updates on the tank, by the way?
Yeah, we're working on that.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
So he gives you a salute. Heads back to go and get his guys.
Just bubble heads away.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. So yeah, he'll go and look for that for you. But yeah, they don't have it. He'll look in the garrison artillery, which is probably the best place to look for it. Other than that, you'd have to obtain it somewhere in the city.
Okay. Well, I guess depending on how long, like, Theron, did you give us any idea of the timeline?
As fast as possible. I don't know when the reporters are going to show up. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can leave it up to me, and I'll roll randomly to figure out how long it'll take, or you can just chuck a destiny point my way, and it'll show up in time for the.
Yeah, I'll chuck a destiny point.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah,
we started off really strong, anyways. So
yeah, y'all have lots. Okay,
all right, cool. Now we're 3-3.
Okay. Cool. So, I mean, we can even cut, like, the next scene is, like, a couple of stormtroopers with crowbars, like, popping open a crate with a bunch of, like, ballistic weapons in it and kind of, like, looking them over. And it's got, like, on the side, like, an Imperial requisition number. And, like, these came from the Moff's, like, personal armory.
Cool.
Yeah, so you're looking them over, and, like, he's got those there. Belsa, you've returned with your new friend. Would you take her to Theron right away?
Yeah, I think at some point I asked her name on the trip.
Okay. Let me Star Wars name generator this lady. Her name. Let's pick a name that doesn't look totally stupid. Her name is Tyla.
Tyler what?
Tyler Praj.
Okay.
That is a Star Wars name, is what that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, Tyla is, as she's walking through the palace, like, you bring her up through the gates, and she's just kind of, like, staring at these, you know, these sculptures, and you can see she's just, like, yeah. Obviously, like, overwhelmed by the palace itself.
So I, like, ask her if she's hungry or thirsty, if she needs anything.
She shakes her head. She's like,
as we're walking, and then eventually no. I'll lead her. Go on.
Yeah, she's like, no, I'm fine. And we see this, like, statue, and the statue itself is kind of like, its base, there was, like, a rose bush around the base, but it's kind of become overgrown, and there's a bunch of, like, vines that have grown up around the statue. They're flowering vines, but because it's all, like, steely gray out and stuff, there's a kind of ominous sort of memorial quality to it. It's a statue of a woman that looks kind of like, it's the Moff's wife. And that's the first thing you see her smile at the whole time she's been in here. Like, she sees it, and there's, like, a little smile on her face.
Okay. Noted.
As she walks by. But she's just kind of in awe. Like, you're taking her into the White House, right? Basically. And she's like a street hot dog vendor.
So I think I take her into the room what room is Theron in? Is he just in, like, the office?
I imagine so.
Yeah. So, like, I'd imagine that'd be like guys rigging lights up and stuff, getting ready for this broadcast. And I just bring her in, and I just say, Talia, I'd like you to meet Theron. He's going to be your interviewer. Theron, this is Talia Praj. She's a lovely local, and she's here to do an interview, promote her stall, and give us some insight.
And so, yeah, Belsa presents you this very nervous-looking woman with a, you know, a slightly stained apron. She's got her, you know, her hair pulled back, and while she's not, like, that old, she has the lines of a hard life lived on her face. And she looks scared. She's got a kind of caged animal look where she keeps, like, looking around kind of nervously, but she's trying to be polite. And she looks at you, Theron, and you can tell immediately she doesn't know whether to, like, shake your hand or, like, bow or, like, kneel. Like, she's not sure the protocol.
Theron moves forward and kisses her hand, like, okay. Pulls it up to his lips and gives it a little peck,
right,
and gets very, very close to her and says, "My dear, I'm so honored to meet you. What you do here today will help the Empire so much, so very, very much. You want to help the Empire, don't you?
So, Lana, you notice, the woman when Theron like kisses the back of her hand and like gets really close to her. She does that thing where she's trying to breathe in, but it comes in like quick like shudders. Mm-hmm. And her eyes like flutter a little bit, and you can't quite tell if it's because she's like feeling like overwhelmed by Theron's like kind of romantic gestures, or if she's terrified of him. There's this kind of like flutter that goes through her body that you can't quite place. And she nods and she's like, yes, sir, of course. I would do anything for the Empire.
Theron has just the most wicked smile and says, wonderful, I knew you would. And then bashes her in the face with his pistol.
Yep.
In an attempt to knock her out. He just bashes her right in the face.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't think you need to roll to, like, knock her unconscious. She's not anybody, like, combat trained or anything. So, yeah, she just, like, she goes from looking, like, a little, like, frightened and out of place to, like, her eyes suddenly roll back in her head and, like, a blossom of blood, like, appears in her face. And she just crumples like a bag of laundry.
As she goes down, I'd say that Lana, like, tries to catch her so she doesn't hit the ground too hard and then picks her up.
Doesn't hit her head. Okay, yeah, you swoop in and grab her.
And then I look at Theron and I say, where do you want her?
Bag her, wrap up her mouth so no one can hear her, bring her out to the front.
And you sort of like see this hesitation in Lana's eyes, but then I just walk, I nod and then just walk away to do that.
Okay.
Can we take a break there? Is that good?
Yeah, perfect.
Cool. All right, let's take our first break. Still got 3 hours left to go for this show, then 4 hours left to go on the light side after that. So we'll see you guys for more Balance Power right after this. We'll see you guys then.